Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast. It's all about the issues of aging. I have a really cool little topic today. Never ever talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it today. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here every Wednesday on our wonderful, fabulous podcast, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that actually knows what the hell they're talking about. I'm going to tell you about something really interesting today. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion, and you take my opinion for what it's worth. Sometimes it's worth a lot. Over the years, I've probably saved people at least $50 million that they didn't have to lose on paying for a nursing home or long-term care because of what we did together. So last week, we talked about millionaires on Medi-Cal. This week, I'm going to talk about something even more controversial, probably. So listen up. My contact information is on my website. You're looking at my website. You're looking at my phone number. You're looking at my email address. You're looking at how to sign up for an upcoming workshop. I don't have one yet. I'm working on it. It's probably going to be in about 2 weeks. So check my website for upcoming workshop dates. What else? I don't know. Lots of stuff coming up, so you're gonna wanna know about it. So pay attention and be involved. So it'll be sometime probably the 1st of February, like the first or second Saturday of February would be my guess. Let's see, where are we today? Let me see if I can give you. It's a podcast. I get to do this. I get to break train of thought. So it's probably going to be like the 9th of February. That's going to be my guess. My tentative date for my workshop is going to be the 9th of February. So, but I may sneak one in before that. You never can tell what I'm going to do. I mean, you can't. Let me see. Yeah, for right now, it's going to be the 9th. I may sneak one in on the 2nd, so pay attention to this, to my website from time to time and see when it's going to be. Okay, my subject today is everybody should just go buy a Medi-Cal trust, and then you could protect everything. If you only had a Medi-Cal trust, then you could protect everything. So it would be nice to have a Medi-Cal trust. Just ignore the phone call. Now, so how do you go about getting a Medi-Cal trust? I don't know how you avoid getting a Medi-Cal trust. Because there isn't such a thing. You want to go buy one? There's no such thing. Call up Medi-Cal and ask them if they have a Medi-Cal trust. And Medi-Cal will tell you, we don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sitting here holding a contract in my hands where someone bought a Medi-Cal trust. How do I know that? Because the contract says, and it's circled, it says Medi-Cal trust, and they paid $10,000 to do a Medi-Cal trust. Nobody was in a nursing home. Nobody to this day has gone to a nursing home. One of the spouses died, but they have a Medi-Cal trust. I don't know what that is, folks. They spent $10,000 on a Medi-Cal trust. So what this program is about is warning you that there's no such thing. Yet, here's somebody that did one. I wish I could tell you who it was, but I can't. But these folks went and bought a Medi-Cal trust, and they paid $10,000 for it, which was most of their money. Now, this show is, if there was such a thing, I've been doing this for 30 years. if there was such a thing as a Medi-Cal trust, I'd be doing them at $10,000 a pop. I'd only have to do one a week, and I could do really well. But there's no such thing, folks. There is no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust. In fact, there's something called a Medi-Cal disqualifying trust from, what is it, Obra 93 or whatever it was? But there is no Medi-Cal trust, and yet that's what these people bought, and neither one of them were in a nursing home, and they've done some really other interesting things. So I'm telling you that if people are telling you that you could go buy a Medi-Cal trust and everything would be protected if you ever went into a nursing home, I'm telling you to look at it very carefully. Very, 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 how many varies? Carefully. And I see them advertised. I see them on the internet. This one is the most expensive one. Well, it's not. But there is no such thing. There's a 3-page contract here, folks. Was done by a, I can't tell you. I don't even know if I can say the next thing. Let me say this. It was done by someone who's an attorney. But there is no, and then, so they did a Medi-Cal trust. Then I want to read you something else in this contract. It says, nothing in this agreement and nothing in the person's statement to clients will be construed as a promise or guarantee of any outcome. Well, wouldn't you think if you were paying a lot of money for a Medi-Cal trust that the whole purpose of that would be to get you on Medi-Cal? But then in the same contract it says, but if we don't get you on Medi-Cal, it's not our fault? I've put lots of people on Medi-Cal, folks. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. And if there was such a thing as a Medi-Cal trust, I'd tell you about it. And I'm telling you, there ain't. Yeah, I know I said ain't. And if you don't believe me, call up Medi-Cal and ask them how you can go about getting a Medi-Cal trust. Be careful what you do. Yes, no, you don't have to spend everything. Yes, you can protect a lifetime's work. No, you don't have to lose everything. No, you can get Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. I mean, yes, you can get Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. But I'm putting it out there that there's no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust or a Medi-Cal qualifying trust. It doesn't exist. Not to my knowledge, and I've been doing it for 30 years. If I can ever help, if your family's struggling with long-term care issues, Medi-Cal issues, nursing home issues, assisted living issues, who's going to pay for it? How are we going to take care of these issues? Then give me a call today. My phone number is on my website. But if somebody sends you a copy of this and you're not looking at my website, because when you go to my website, my podcasts and my radio shows are archived, you can always get a hold of me at 800-999-8007. You can always go to my website. You're listening to this on my website, which is assetsandaging.com. Make sure you sign up for my newsletter. Make sure that you're careful in what you do, and are you in the process of doing something that may hurt you down the road? Get good advice when it comes to long-term care planning and Medi-Cal planning and all that kind of stuff. That's what this show is here for. I hope this has been helpful to you. Be careful of anyone who says they can sell you a Medi-Cal trust. There's no such thing. Have a great day. We'll be here next week. Listen to my radio shows and back every Wednesday right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next week or at one of my upcoming workshops. Have a great day. Bye-bye.